previously on the Wolfman Journals.
Go. Remember, the hunter is back.
Dad!
Run! Go! I shall deal with the young one next.
What I am about to tell you is not myth, legend, fiction, superstition, or lies, but the unadulterated truth with a capital T. My name is Jacob Darrow, and I am not human. I am of a race older than humans known as Lupus Humanus Maioribus. Today you would probably call me a werewolf. We have always been leaders of society, as well as protectors of humanity from various sundry forces from across the Vale. I'm speaking of the Fae, devils, demons, ghosts, and other supernatural horrors. I realize that you are going to want some taste of proof, so sit back, relax, and prepare yourself for my personal tale of redemption, savagery, blood, and magic. Even though I didn't want to, I ran. I knew my father was going to suffer the same fate as Uncle David. Once the troll killed him, the harpies were going to eat him. There was a chance he wasn't going to be killed first, however. I had a different problem. The harpies were after me, to include me in the meal of Lupus Humanus Maioribus, and I had no idea how to get rid of them, except to run as fast as I could to the Rio Grande, hoping that I could get to our den and bring back some reinforcements.
Oh dear God! Why are they chasing me? They should be happy in their cave taking whatever comes along. And who did my father mean by the hunter? If I live through this, I might have to go back and read the story of my father's and see if I can figure it out. Who's that? Is that... It is! Bobby! Bobby Miles!
Who's that? Jacob?
Bobby, I got three harpies after me.
What? Never mind.
Why are you out about?
Oh, Deerstalker had a dream that David died and you and Sam were in trouble.
He was right.
Foul wenches! You shall not take another of us this night.
Well said, English Eddie.
Where did they all come from?
Born alive for questioning.
For what?
I'll explain later.
This one will be it.
No.
Okay. tell me why we're keeping one of them alive.
Not now. Dad's in trouble.
He fights a mountain troll alone.
That's right. We have to go help him.
Your father is quick and cunning like a coyote. He will find a way to get free.
But...
he will be fine.
Yes, Jacob. I have seen your father avoid a trio of trolls as he was providing a distraction so Robert and I could escape. He is quite cunning. A single troll should provide him no trouble whatsoever.
But the hunter is back. He's changed...
What did you say?
The hunter is back. He's done something to these harpies and that troll. They were working together.
We must talk about this.
After we rescue my dad, that's not a normal mountain troll.
Here is the troll.
Dad? Dad! Where is he? Where's my dad? Huh? Where's the last person you were trying to kill? It seems he got the better of you.
He has bested me. He fled toward the mountains.
The mountains?
Aye. He was planning on slaughtering my family. No less than I expected from one of the Lupus Humanus.
What about the hunter? What did he do?
The hunter? I know not of who you speak.
He probably calls him by another name, Bubby.
Right. A man. Human. Long white hair. Beard. Black as coal. He has three fingers on his left hand, and a scar that...
A scar that runs the length of his arm, aye. I know him.
How did he help you?
He did not help. He forced me to join with the Sisters of Iris to protect them. In this, I failed. My family deserves to be slaughtered by the likes of you for failing in my duty.
You got that right!
No! Jacob! No!
I go to save my father. Which of you is with me?
You really do not understand, lad.
What is there to understand? My father is alive and hunting trolls. He'll need assistance.
I will go with you, only to find the hunter.
Good enough. Anyone else?
I'll go, if only to keep you out of trouble.
That leaves you, English Eddie.
I still think it is a horrid idea. But you can count me in as a fellow companion.
Good. Let's go. This way. Come on! Are you sure this is the way they went?
You question my tracking.
No, not at all. I just haven't seen or smelled any sign in a while.
That is because you are young and still have things to learn.
This?
This.
You sure?
Yes.
A family of mountain trolls lives here?
No. But this is where your father has come.
Then why would that troll have said my father came here to kill his family?
Because that is what he would expect of us, and that is what he would do in our position.
But...
He is still young.
And he has much to learn, yeah.
All right, old men. Then why did my father come here, since he didn't come to kill trolls?
That, my boy, is the question of the day.
Why don't we go inside and ask him?
It turned out my father wasn't in the cave, but he had been there. It took us 4 hours to completely explore the entire network of tunnels and caverns, using only our senses of touch, hearing, and smell. There was no light that could penetrate that deep into those vast hollows of rock and stone. My father left us a scent trail a mile wide, taking us further and further into the caves until we finally saw light, but not from any natural source we expected.
Here is where his trail leads.
What in the world is that?
Looks like a gate.
A gate to what?
That, my friends, is a goblin gate. Let me see here. Stone archway? Yes. Seems to be gnomish in construction, but not gnomish in use, too tall. Gnomish runic symbols across the top and sides. Appears to be early to mid-15th. No. Late 14th century. Quite new. Red energy field across the actual gate. This gate was built for us.
For us? How would 14th century gnomes know we'd be coming here? And what does it do?
A goblin gate is used for transportation from our realm to the Shadow Realm.
The Shadow Realm? What's that?
Think of the Shadow Realm like a spirit world that exists alongside ours. You can sometimes see things in the Shadow Realm, but you cannot touch them.
A lot of ghosts are actually people that have accidentally slipped across the veil into the Shadow Realm.
Yes, and the Lupus Humanus used the Shadow Realm to get from one place to another very quickly. Time and space move differently over there.
So, this is the other side of the veil? This is where fairies and trolls and harpies and such come from?
Some of them, but not all. The Shadow Realm is a dimension that is closest to our world. There are others that are further from ours. That's where some of the more dangerous stuff comes from.
So why would Dad come here? And why would the gnomes build this for us?
It wasn't built for us, but for our kind. Before the gnomes went into hiding because of the Hunter and his ilk, they used to be one of our greatest allies.
That is why the Hunter attempted to slaughter them all.
Well, let's go then.
Calm down, Jacob. We have time. We could use some rest.
If your dad went through the Goblin Gate, he's in the Shadow Realm and safer than we are right now. We got time. We can always catch up to him on the other side.
All right. So tell me, who is this Hunter? Why is he so dangerous?
The answer to that is a long tale.
Essentially, the Hunter was a preacher.
A priest?
Same difference.
No, a big difference.
All right, fine. You tell it.
The Hunter was a priest during the Spanish Inquisition.
What? That would make him...
Yes, old. Older than the eldest of the Lupus Humanus currently living.
Is he not human?
Not exactly. We believe he was once, but something changed him.
Magic of the darkest, vilest sorts.
So what made him go after us?
He was one of the proponents of the Inquisition. He used it as a way to hunt us, and others like us, but keep it a secret.
He actually did go after what the church deemed as heretics, but that was just icing on the cake for him.
At first, he was one of our human allies, one of our dark brothers in myth, helping the Lupus Humanus to protect the veil from demons, unseelie fae, and the like.
What happened? Why did he turn on us?
One of our kind. A sick, twisted, insane wolf, whose name shall never be spoken, but shall be forever known as Black Wind, killed the Hunter's family.
The Hunter came to see all creatures from across the veil as abominations, including us.
He learned to use magic to track us, prevent us from changing to our other forms, trap us and sacrifice us.
Where did he get that scar that you talked about? The one down his left arm?
Your father gave that to him 150 years ago. They fought in the edge of a canyon. Your father slashed the Hunter's arm and tossed him over the cliff, then dropped
a boulder on him to finish him off. We need to go. Because if my father's in the Shadow Realm, and the Hunter knows he's out there...
How would he know your father
if
is?
If my father knows he's out there, then why wouldn't he know about my dad?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, shit.
No, Jacob. You don't understand. The whole thing with the Harpies was to get your dad to go over to the Shadow Realm.
Why?
We're only 5 miles from the canyon where your dad almost killed the Hunter. This is the closest gate.
Coincidence?
Do you think there are any coincidences where the Hunter is involved?
So what are we waiting for?
Jacob, follow me. Do not stray from the path that I lead you on. Stay right behind me no matter what.
Gotcha.
This isn't a joke, Jacob. If you don't do as I say, you might get lost over there and you'll never get back.
Okay, Bobby, I understand.
Okay, let's go.
Wow, does it always feel like that?
Like what?
Like you're wrapped in fur and squeezed through a ringer.
Usually sometimes it's worse. We're all here?
Unless you want to wait for Custer.
Then let's go.
I can't describe in words what that place was like. Everything seemed darker, yet more vibrant at the same time. Like we were under the light of a full moon, yet the colors weren't washed out like they should have been. Like I said, not easy to describe. We walked on for a couple of hours, searching for any sign of my father, or the hunter. We didn't find either one, but what we did gave us hope.
What in the world is that?
That, my boy, is a good sign.
Of what?
That your dad is still alive.
It looks like he took a dump.
He did?
But by the look, and the heat coming off it, he was alive about an hour ago.
Good, then let's get—
Not so fast, Jacob.
Huh?
Your dad knows the hunter is following him. I'm sure of it.
So?
So I'm sure he doesn't want us blundering in and screwing things up.
He's been over here for hours. How long do we have to wait?
Let's hang back a bit and see what happens.
Run!
Huh?
I said run! The hunter set a Fomorian after me.
A what?
Run!
Don't run, you will be dying tired.
Heh. Funny guy.
Glad to see you finally figured out where I was.
Is he here?
Of course not. I didn't expect him to be. He's not the kind to gloat, despite how I wrote him as a character.
Why are we running from this thing?
Jacob.
Come on, Dad. We can beat it.
Might you all start whispering? Ring silently before you meet your maker.
Follow me.
Hey, where are you going? Want to die over there? Think it's prettier? No skin off my nose.
It'll be skin off your back, though.
What do you mean?
We wanted a better spot to kill you.
Young whelp, didn't your elders here train you not to talk like that to your betters?
Yes, they did. But you aren't one of them.
We fought long and hard, but it wasn't as difficult as you might think. There were five of us. English, Eddie, Deerstalker, Bobby, me and my father. And there was only the one of him, Fomorian or not, magically enhanced by the hunter or not. He was a tough foe, and I have fought against and alongside Fomorian since then. But in the end, he was no match for us.
Well, that wasn't easy. The hunter's improving. Well, he's had plenty of time to do so.
What the hell happened, Dad? Why did you come here?
While I was fighting that troll, he let it slip, I'm sure by design, that the hunter was waiting for me up in the mountains. I followed the troll's back trail and found the goblin gate. The hunter's scent was all over it. I knew he was near.
You couldn't wait for us knowing we were nearby?
I beat the hunter single-handedly the last time we fought.
But you didn't beat him. He's still alive.
And this is the first we've seen or heard anything from him in almost 100 years. He may have grown in power, but we've grown in strength and numbers.
Do you really think that we can finish him off for good this time?
Yes, I do.
A hunting pack.
What?
A hunting pack.
Are you sure?
Very. We form a hunting pack to hunt the hunter.
Not a bad idea. We have to invite the girls, though. They'd be pissed if we left them out.
Must we? You know how much Miss Sullivan wants me to marry her? Looking for any excuse.
That's part of the whole point, Eddie.
The girls to which Bobby was referring were Bessie Hoffman, Emma Mason, Marcia Palmer, and of course, Carla Sullivan. Bobby, whenever he was being antagonistic, called them the bitches, and it really pissed them off. But a lot of the times, especially when going into a fight, the ladies reveled in that name. Marcia had a brother named Javier who was deformed by lupus humanus standards. He couldn't change his shape in any way. He was stuck as a human. However, he aged just as slowly as the rest of us. A lot of the traditionalist Lupus Humanus ostracized him, claiming he was of mixed blood. Nothing could be farther from the truth. His pedigree, if you will, was better than a lot of these traditionalists, which is what gave them all the more reason to shut him out. Emma was married to Glenn Mason, aka Railroad. He was called Railroad because he could find a way onto any train that was still on tracks. He rode from one end of the country to the other, all for free, and all in plain sight of the railroad officials. No one knows how he did it, and he isn't talking. Bessie Hoffman and my father had a special kind of relationship. Not the kind that Carla Sullivan and English Eddie had. That was Eddie trying to remain single and Carla doing her best to prevent that from happening. No, my father and Bessie were very close. The only thing keeping them apart, I believe, was the memory of my mother. I never noticed this relationship when I was younger. It wasn't until much later that I realized there was something between them. I don't blame my father now. With such a long life, it is easy to get lonely, especially when you lose a spouse at such an early age. But I sure did blame my father then.
You want to form a hunting pack with us? Are you sure?
As sure as we can be.
Why?
The hunter.
So what? He's not dead? Hadn't you killed him, Samuel?
So we thought. Apparently he hid and was biding his time, conserving his strength.
Building his energies for a rematch.
So we're going out to hunt as a pack?
There's a difference from a normal pack, Railroad.
How so?
Yeah, this isn't something we've covered so far, Dad.
Well, a normal pack is just that. Any group of Lupus Humanus together for a purpose. But a hunting pack... Hey, Sammy, why don't you handle this part? I always get it mixed up.
A hunting pack requires 9 of us. A 3 of a 3. Each trio has a warrior, a healer, and a shaman. And having a trio of each of those archetypes strengthens each of them.
Is this magic stuff?
Yes. I didn't think you'd be interested in the spiritual side.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking.
What's wrong with magics?
Nothing, Javier. It's just not for me. I'm more hands-on.
I could show you magics that are hands-on, as you say. Magics that could blow off the front of this...
Blow off the front of the house. Much like that.
Who are...
I, young Jacob Darrow, am the hunter. And I've been looking for you.